Good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW Sitka. I'm Erin Fulton, and joining me live in studio this morning, I have Heather Bauscher from the Sitka Conservation Society and Ashley Bulwark from the U.S. Forest Service here to talk about their joining forces of a whole information session happening this weekend on Saturday. Thank you both for coming in this morning.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, so happy to be here.
So what has brought a nonprofit and a federal entity together this coming Saturday?
Well, first of all, there has been a number of collaborations between the Sitka Conservation Society and the Forest Service for quite some time, which is what actually made it a little bit easier for us to get to this place to do this. But this Saturday will be the very first in a community workshop series about navigating the Federal Subsistence Board process.
Ooh, boy. Yeah. So this potluck, this whole gathering, is this going to be like for a specific topic? Like, here are some forms that you can learn how to fill out? Or is this a more like anything that you might want to address in the future? These are the tools for you to do so.
Yeah, so we really built this as a workshop. The Federal Subsistence Board covers hunting and fishing regulations on federal lands. Mm-hmm. And so the process is really going to be centered around that, and we'll also help you navigate which topics can go through that process and which ones need to go through maybe the state side through the Board of Fish or the Board of Game. But the workshop has meant the first hour is really the, like, nuts and bolts of the Federal Subsistence Board process and how that whole thing works. And then the other 3 hours of the workshop are building the tools and the skills to really navigate that. And so there will be sort of some handouts of, like, here's how you can work through these processes. Okay. There'll be a lot of discussions and interactive activities. It is by no means a 4-hour lecture
no.
that would terrorize us
up.
Too.
Yeah. I would say templates versus forms. Yeah. Definitely more teaching tools.
Okay.
Things that actually Ashley and I have developed over the last couple weeks to, like, help make all of this easier. So not your typical government forms by any means.
Because those can be daunting. Definitely.
And that's where the interest in this workshop has come from both of our sides of things, the Forest Service and SCS, is just realizing that this is a really daunting process for most people, including us when we first started. And so we would like to help people with that and help break down some of those barriers so that more folks who do see issues in their community can go ahead and voice their concerns and have the tools to really use the process. That's what it's there for.
Yeah, there's clearly an interest in it. Before we went on air, just thinking back to with public comment on, like, the roadless rule and other actions, that there's a lot of people that show up for these things. There's definitely interest, but federal stuff is scary. It's those forms with all the small print and all these things happening. So for this, you know, getting tools in folks' toolboxes to know how to address these things, these materials, you said you've been working on it for the last couple weeks, but this has been something, at least Heather, you've been working on how to distill all this information for years now. So can you talk a little bit about that, of where this background info is coming from?
The origin story of this, so
yes,
to speak.
Yes, exactly.
So, yeah, actually, I wanted to get biology credits, like, maybe almost 10 years ago when I was still working at the airport and the bird job. Mm-hmm. And Jan Straley was like, hey, do you want to go to this meeting? I'll give you some biology credits. And I went to the meeting, and I showed up, and I was like a deer in headlights. And I was like, oh, my gosh, who are all these people? How does this work? And I just sat in the back with a notebook and, like, watched it all go down. But by the end of the meeting, it was really inspiring because there were so many opportunities for public opportunity. Mm. The public testimony was, like, really inspiring, and you actually got to, like, witness change happen, like, before your very eyes. And I was like, wow, this is pretty neat that people have this ability to weigh in these ways. And, you know, this doesn't exist in this form anywhere else in the country. And, you know, between the Federal Subsistence Board process, the Board of Game, the Board of Fish, like, any person in the state can propose a change to regulations. And that just, like, I thought that was really an incredible thing, and all these opportunities to get concerns on the public record. So I went to the meetings a couple times and got some credits, and then Jan asked me to help further continue to teach the program and help develop it. And I changed it to start with, like, 2 weeks of classroom time before we go, so you don't have that deer in headlights sort of feeling.
Yeah.
So this has been happening now for years, and I think for I say I've been working on it for seven because of COVID, but we've taken students to meetings for 5 years, and the RAC, the local Southeast Advisory or Southeast Regional Advisory Council, has been incredibly supportive of the program the whole time. So in the last year, they were like, wouldn't it be great if we could offer this to people and communities? So the Forest Service came to me, and we've been working together for some time, and they allowed me to have Ashley help teach the class. So now there's staff support for the class. Awesome. And then we took what is normally taught in 4 weeks and developed it into 4 hours, essentially, with an extra then further distilled, if you can only come for 1 hour, come for the first hour, which will be the Federal Subsistence Board 101 part.
That is amazing to have 4 weeks of intel to be like, okay, these are the main points. This is what you need to know. That's amazing that and previously this course was really offered predominantly to high school students and youth of Southeast and the rest of Alaska. Awesome that now the big kids, the grownups, are able to get some of that same information without the same, you know, 4 weeks of time input. That's pretty daunting in an already busy life. So the main, you said that a main distilled hour, that first hour from 1 to 2 p.m. is if you can only come to 1 hour, that's the one to come through for
exactly.
The main points. Then from 2 to 5 is going to be kind of more into the like, nitty-gritty of how to?
Yeah, exactly. Okay. The skills building aspects of it. You know, we're going to take a deeper dive into all the topics that are sort of glanced over in the first hour. The first hour will sort of give you the knowledge to understand, oh, this is what the process is. And we'll definitely give you the pointers of, like, here's how to engage. But if you really want to build up your skills so you feel confident in this process, the next 3 hours are kind of that opportunity for you to dive deeper into each of those topics and for us to walk through a good way to interact with those different aspects of the process.
Got it. And we're hopeful throughout, like, to be able to find, you know, if people come with concerns or ideas or experiences they've had in the past, and, like, we want to talk about, you know, the issues and what things people do have concerns about or what things might want to change. And then we can group people up and hopefully even have people leave with like the beginnings of what potentially could become a proposal that speaks to whatever those concerns might be.
Yeah. So a good kind of networking session in its own right. So what for the people you imagine coming to this, are these this more folks who, you know, are like commercial fishermen or like big game hunters? Like who should be coming to this?
Everybody.
Yeah, it really should be everybody. I mean, this is a process that is for folks who live in rural communities in Alaska. So here in Sitka, we all count. If you live here year round, this process is for you. And all of these regulations are really written for you. So the way the Federal Subsistence Board works is if there's a scarcity in a resource, they will shut down the other fisheries or hunts prior to subsistence. And so having these regulations on the book really is sort of the last stopgap to make sure that our livelihoods and way of lives here in Southeast Alaska and across the state are really the last thing to go away when there is scarcity. Right. So it's really a great process. Even if you wear other hats and you are a commercial fisherman or you are a sport guide or any of those things, like if you live here, you still know how important it is for your family and you and your neighbors to get your resources. And so it's the subsistence board process is not about limiting others when there is plentiful harvest to be had. But when there is a time of scarcity, these are the things that get on the book to make sure that people's livelihoods can continue.
Kind of that last line of defense, for a lack of a better term at the moment.
Right.
And I think definitely something that's probably top of mind for especially a lot of the smaller communities with the last couple of years we went through of just food security, at the very least, of the things that the Federal Subsistence Board would then be a good part of making sure if things go sideways, as we now know they really can, you're able to get access to those resources in a legal fashion.
Yes, exactly.
And that is protected in Alaska. Alaska is the only place where that is protected in policy this way.
Amazing. I did not know that.
Yeah.
Well, goodness, so much good for information that will be this Saturday, February 25th, starting with a potluck at 12:30.
Yep. Yeah, we're going to have a potluck at 12:30. I'm going to make some herring egg salad for sure, and we'll have a few other dishes, but bring a dish to pass, and we'll just start by enjoying food together, like all good events in Sitka do.
Yeah, talk about the food, talk about the harvesting, set ourselves up to, you know, learn how to introduce ourselves and all these things, you know, are skills that are useful in this forum or any of the forums, because all of them are combinations of public testimony and proposal writing and moving things through some sort of similar process.
Amazing. And this is all taking place at Harrigan Centennial Hall.
Yep.
Do folks need to register in advance, or is it just show up?
Just pop on in. Yeah, we're in room 6, so you'll see us. It's where the assembly meetings usually are, so Excellent. You can come find us. Swing by at any point during the workshop. Feel free to come and go as you need to. Again, the potluck's at 12:30. We'll sort of get things rolling around 1. The first hour, 1 to 2, is that kind of overview of the federal subsistence process, and then after that we're going to go into the skills building from 2 to 5.
Excellent. And this is just going to be the first of a number of meetings.
Yeah.
So bringing this to the do you have kind of a schedule yet of where you'll be taking this information session?
Rough one. We're starting to work those things out. Some of the first places after Sitka we're looking at are Petersburg, Wrangell, and Cake, and then we're hoping to do some other tours in North Chich, looking at Tenneke, Angoon, mm-hmm. Hoona, Pelican, Gustavus, and then hopefully we'll figure it out from there, but to get as many communities as we can this year. But probably these are all going to be happening in the spring and the fall shoulder seasons.
Right, right.
So we're not interrupting, you know, harvesting time and field season for us as well.
Excellent. Well, amazing. Heather Boucher from Sitka Conservation Society, Ashley Bulwark from Forest Service, thank you for joining Powers yet again to bring us this How to Navigate the Federal Subsistence Board and having your voice heard in federal matters. Thank you so much. This Saturday, starting at 12:30 at Harrigan Centennial Hall.
Thanks. Yeah, hope Thanks, to see Aaron. You there. Thank you so much.